Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Let me paint this picture for you guys. Cassie, grab a mic. Abby, Kristen, take yourself back to a time where you guys were single. Abby, a time as now.
Just Abby, just be yourself.
Perfect. Won't change a thing.
You've gone out with a guy long enough where you're ready. He's feeling it too. So, after dinner, he asks you to come back to his place, or you ask him to come back to your place, and you guys are starting to work your way towards that.
We're about to do it.
You're about to do it. All right. He begins to disrobe himself, or you begin to disrobe him, and he already has the condom on.
Very presumptuous of him.
So while that sounds ridiculous, there is a company in Colombia that has just started manufacturing condoms that dudes can wear up to 2 hours before intimacy.
Why?
So well, I know why. I mean, because when you're like in the heat of things, I mean, it's kind of a mood killer.
It stops the momentum a little bit.
Yeah, it stops the momentum a little bit to turn over. But, you know, it's the responsible thing to do. So you do what you got to do, but it can stop things, right? So the theory here is that you put this thing on before you head on out to Fridays. And you guys...
We eat at Chili's, thank you.
Wherever it is, right? Oh, Charlie's. I mean, that's a very sexy joint. So, and then when you get home, you don't have to worry about it. He knows what's going on. You know what's going on. So it's already on. And then it fits as he gets more...
Excited.
That's game ending, right? I mean, the idea is a good one, but if he is that presumptuous, like you say, that's end game, right?
I have two different answers. If I'm in my early 20s, I would be like, this man is so responsible. Oh my God, this is amazing. And then later on in my late 20s, early 30s, the audacity. Yeah.
They should call the condom that.
Yeah.
The audacity.
Weirdly enough, I don't feel like it's presumptuous. To me, I feel like it's the male equivalent of when a girl wears a matching bra and panty set. Like,
or shaves her legs.
Or shaves her legs. Like, you were just coming in prepared.
Oh, this is very different.
You think so?
Yes. Isn't it?
Why?
No.
No.
I don't want to explain it, but no.
No.
It's
I mean, if you're going into the...
you guys.
No, it's I really do feel like it's a level playing field. Like, if you're going into the date thinking you're going to get some, you're putting on your pre-condom, and then we're over here shaving our legs and putting on our sexy lingerie because we assume that you're going to, or you know, you get a wax down there. Like that's what you're preparing for something to happen. So yeah, I think it's the same thing.
I guess it just feels different to me because one is, it's kind of an unsaid secret when the matching panties and it's kind of like. Unsaid, and this is like, oh, I know what's happening tonight.
I do get the difference because a woman can shave her legs anytime. A woman can wear a matching panty and bra set anytime.
A man can put that audacity on it anytime. You don't never know when it's about to go down.
Got a dentist appointment? Audacity.
It might go down.
So that is very, very, very specific. So I do see a little bit what you're talking about there.
I mean, this has been joked about for decades, right? But now it's a reality. Like, instead of having that buzzkill of things, you go for it. Would you ever consider actually using one?
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
It would feel entirely too weird in that moment. Like, that would be just as embarrassing to me. Like, to have to stop the momentum, I get that. But I don't want to derobe myself and she looking at me and I already got that on. Like,
you guys,
that's
down there.
Sexy.
You guys are down there adjusting your click clackers all the time. Like, imagine if you had that on, you'd be messing with, like, it would be hard for you not to, like, mess with it.
Okay, let me put you in the same situation. So let's say instead of it escalating really quickly, you put your hand down there for him.
Oh, yes.
And then you feel that.
Uh-huh.
That is end game.
Thanks.
If I felt that, I'd be like, what is that? What is that?
There's no explaining. There's no nothing. There is no going forward at that point.
Nah, sitting there at dinner trying to eat salmon with that on is just a whip.
The audacity.
The audacity.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.